Vivid Seats is another recent entrant into the market, started trading earlier this year, just a couple of months ago. And the company is already making moves, including acquiring Betcha Sports recently and also a reported record results for its third quarter. Let's talk about what is happening right now. Stan Chia is with us now. He's the CEO of Vivid Seats. Stan, thanks for being here. I have to start, first of all, with sort of our current moment, right? Just when we think things are getting better, people are going to concerts and events again, and then we get this variant that is now sweeping across the country. What are you seeing with ticket sales right now? Are you really seeing things fall off a cliff, or is it a smaller slowdown? What's going on?
Hey, Julie. Yeah, and thanks for having me this morning. You know, as you said, I think we continue to actively watch and monitor what's happening, I think, with the emergence of the new variant. And, you know, I think what we continue to see is the leagues and the venues. I think they've done a tremendous job putting safety first, as all of us do, I think, who are participating in the industry. And we continue to see them, you know, I think, make decisions that put the safety of the fans, the artists, the performers, you know, first and foremost.
And so what exactly are you seeing in terms of flow, in terms of sales, right? Because definitely we are seeing some events get canceled, but not everything is getting pulled, right? And so for the things that are not getting pulled, have you still seen momentum? And what's momentum, say, look like for an event that's a week from now versus something that's 3 months out?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of uncertainty. I think, as you said, you know, I think not everything is getting pulled. I think it's still a minority when you look at the actual event slate that's out there. Certainly, I think, again, safety at the front of what I think everybody is concerned with. And as we see certain components, whether they're shows on Broadway, I think, you know, the NHL recently announced, you know, postponement of some of the events till post their Christmas break. I think we continue to see, I think, momentum in the industry, but certainly a cautious outlook as we continue to monitor in real time, I think, what the variant is its effect on the world.
Stan, I think we can agree this pandemic is raging on. It's going to be around for a while. What changes is that going to cause your business? I mean, do you have to operate it differently, put in new policies? What are you looking at?
Yeah. Hey, Brian, you know, what I think is a testament to the business that we have here at Vivid Seats and ultimately the amazing organization that we have is, you know, we lived through the absolute, you know, I think worst of it in 2020 with call it a global shutdown. And when you look at what the business was able to do over that period where we were able to rapidly adjust, you know, when you look at our marketing expense on the financial side, 90% down, you know, almost immediately. I think that speaks to the nimbleness of our business. We've certainly done all of that, enhanced that on the product side, our customer policies in terms of what we did. We were one of the only marketplaces that never took a cash refund away from our consumers, you know, with regards to canceled events. And that won us, you know, I think 3 years in a row now, we've been recognized as Newsweek for best customer service. So when we look at, you know, I think the emergence of this Omicron variant, and we look back to what we did, you know, I think we are equipped with, I think, the best team in the business to handle it, a playbook, you know, in terms of how to do this that I think has been recognized best in class, and a product and technology team that really is able to adapt and really move in line with what we see in the market.
Let's talk about another way that you've tried to adapt. You recently announced that you were buying Betcha Sports, and that has to do with sort of fantasy sports and online betting. So presumably that's in part in an effort to diversify here. What do you do though when, like, there's no NHL anymore and, you know, you have postponed NFL games? What does that do to the fantasy part of the business if the games aren't happening?
Yeah, like, yeah, I think what's great about, you know, I think if you look at how the founders, and I got to give credit to them, that's an amazing group that we had the fortune of meeting and then ultimately bringing into the Vivid Seats family. I love the description of the business, right? It's really a combination of esports, fantasy, and Twitter all together, where we've got gamification elements, real diversity across the slate of events that, you know, the fantasy games offer, where certainly you've got the sports league. We've also got esports, right, amongst that. So I think as we look at that, and certainly as an expanded offering within our product portfolio, I think we're really excited about the ways that's going to let us engage consumers in a really a new and innovative and easy to use way to play, right? That is the product. It is simple. It's intuitive. The way you play the fantasy games, I think you don't see a lot of things out there like that. And it's easy. So I think we're really excited about being able to join forces with them, integrate them into our ecosystem, and ultimately allow consumers to participate in what I think is a really engaging new product.
And Stan, while we're talking about sports, Yahoo Sports has done some really good reporting on what's going on right now in the NFL in particular. And we've got some of these canceled games here, and the fans are not getting refunds from the NFL. How are you guys handling refunds through your platform? Is that something that is happening right now? Or tell us about how you're approaching all of that.
Yeah, I think you go back to the earlier question. Look, we certainly hope that, you know, games, you know, will keep the safety first and foremost. But in the event of a canceled event, you know, what we always offer our fans is the ability first to obtain a cash refund. If they want a cash refund, we're happy to do that. In absence of that, we've also offered an alternative where if they'd like to kind of keep they're either welcome to get credit for future events. And on the credit, we offer 110% premium. And so we give, you know, consumers, I think, the option of would you like the cash refund or would you like to take credit for future purchasing power?
Gotcha. All right, Stan, thanks for being here. Stan Chia is CEO of Vivid Seats. Appreciate it.